Hello and welcome to the Inner Know podcast with Janelle Bridge, where we talk about everything spiritual development. Let's go.
Hello, my loves, and welcome back to my podcast. So I'm going to share with you some shitty fucking news. And who better to share it with than my podcast family? But the reason I'm going to share it with you is not to gather sympathy or anything like that, but I'm going to use this as an outlet to empower myself and perhaps give you some tips, tricks, strategies as to how you can empower yourself when shit hits the fan too. So my shitty fucked up news is that we received an email this afternoon out of the blue. So we renegotiated our lease for the studio for 2.5 years. We renegotiated that in December. Sorry, a car just went past and actually creeped me out because it is nighttime and I'm recording. We renegotiated in December to remain there for basically 2.8 years. So the lease was supposed to be up in August. And in December, they hit us up and said, what do you want to do at the end of lease? And we said another year. And they said, no, it has to be two from there. So we agreed to another 2.8 years. And we got an email today saying that the studio and the building it resides in is going to be demolished. I was in the supermarket. And I got the screenshot of the email and I just instantly burst into tears. Instantly. So we do have time. We do have time. They've given us 6 months, but my little studio, my little slice of heaven is going to be demolished. And so I bawled and I let myself get really, really sad and I lent on my friends. And then I had to host a spirit biz call tonight on Zoom. And I went and got myself a cup of sugary tea, because I feel like it was such a shock to the system. And I feel like when we get a shock to the system, the antidote is a sugary tea, right? That's the antidote. So I had a sugary tea and a chocolate. Anyway, I went to 7-Eleven and bought a sugary tea and a chocolate. And I was still crying when I paid. And somehow the tea got knocked over. I don't think I knocked it over. Perhaps he knocked it over. But the man was so fucking rude to me in there. So he said, look what you've done. And the tea was like lent over and it was pouring out of the little lid. And he said, look what you've done. And he didn't clean it up. He didn't even pick it up. He just said, look what you've done. He really told me off. So then I cried even more. And then I got here and I rang him and I told him off. Anyway, I said, don't you speak to people like that. You don't know what anyone's going through. And that was not acceptable. Anyway, I've done my call. I cried, I shared, and I feel the fire coming back in my belly again. And the reason that I want to share this with you is my instant thought when this happened was like, fuck you, universe. What do you want from me? Why are you doing this to me? I threw a massive pity party and I'm not going to apologize for that, because I think it's really necessary that we feel our feelings. So I had a huge pity party. Fuck you, universe. Why are you doing this to me? What's going on? The story behind the studio is that it came to me so easily and it came to me in such an affordable way that I fear that I can't actually afford another space, or I don't know what my business is going to look like for me. It's really thrown this huge fucking spanner in the works. So anyway, what I wanted to lean into you guys with around this podcast is, one, I want to share this shitty news with you because you're my community and I love you. But two, how I surrender to this in real time, because I'm learning, I'm trying to, and how I can regain my trust and faith in the universe, even when they throw me a fucking curveball that makes me so mad. Now, there's a few reasons I just want to share with you why I'm mad. I'm mad because, one, they pushed us through this whole rigmarole of, you know, having to sign for longer, which was, you know, made us revisit our business plans and make it really sustainable and like, what else can we put in, all these kind of things. And then two, I feel very disposable. Get out, we're knocking it down. Three, I'm so mad that they're knocking down this beautiful building to put in apartments to just make the rich even richer. And I just think what we do here is so powerful. Why are you taking it away? So there's lots of, but then I also feel really hopeless and I feel like, where the fuck am I going to work from? So many thoughts going around my mind, so much. It just really, you know, and the immediate thoughts, even from a coach, even from someone who's been doing the work, is fuck my life. I'm going to give up on my business. I'm done. Fuck, you're just angry, angry, sad, angry, sad, angry, sad. But when I was on my call and coaching the women through, I literally just felt this fire regaining in my tummy. This little nudge of trust as to what if this is part of the plan? My ego, my brain is like, this is not the fucking plan. This is not the business plan we wrote. This is not the plan we had. And then the anger and then like the blame, like the developer, I'm like, I hate you. You know, all of that comes into play. But this little thing in my belly is like, what if this is the nudge that takes you somewhere better? And my ego is like, there's nowhere better. This is my space. This is what I want. The deal is blah, blah, blah. I've spent so much money kitting it out. I've spent so much money on my fancy lock on the front door that if you'd been in, you know, you would have played with the codes and things like that. I'm so mad. However, there is a teeny tiny, 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 tiny little spark in my tummy that is saying this is going to work out better, right? I'm angry at that spark in my tummy. Let me be mad. Let me have a tantrum. I was just talking about 2 days ago how grateful I am for my space and how grateful I am that Spirit put it on my lap. And then Spirit wants to rip it away. Fuck you, Spirit. I'm not working for you anymore. This is part of my surrender process. Fuck you all. That's how I surrender. I get really mad. Really, really, really mad. And then I go, all right, what is it that you want to show me? What is it that you want me to do now? I'm still sitting in the anger. So I guess the title of this episode might be along the lines of how to trust spirit when you want to tell spirit to fuck off. How's that for a professional title? How to trust the path when you have no idea where it's taking you. How to trust the process when the process is being an asshole. I feel like my nervous system also has just been jolted back to COVID. So I know I've shared with you, you might be new here and maybe haven't heard this story, but like we had a big events business and COVID was like, no, we don't. And we got shut down, like instantly shocked to the system, done, basically shut for 3 years. And, you know, we really changed our lives during that time and it has worked out for the better. But there's other things that have worked out really poorly because of that, you know, financially and things like that. But for our growth as humans, it's been epic. For the growth of our children, it's been epic. So there has been some positives, and I probably wouldn't change it on a good day. On a bad day, I would. And so I guess now it's that feeling of like whenever I get comfortable, the universe is ripping the rug out from under me. Yeah. And I'm losing trust in having stability within my future, I guess. Could be a way to share that as well. So again, the reason for me talking this through for you guys is now I'm getting sad again. Is to share that, you know, when we're trusting the universe, it's not always going to look like, okay, universe, I trust you. Thank you for leading me down this beautiful path through the flowers, past the ocean. It's like, universe, what the fuck? Am I going to die if I walk down this path? Am I going to die if I walk in this cave? Is this cave going to collapse on me? Is my life, what have I done? Why are you leading me down this path? You know, the path to surrender is bumpy, right? The path to trusting the universe is chaotic. It's exhausting. And I feel like just when you feel safe, I literally just said to a girlfriend, I've been feeling so fantastic over the last 2 weeks. After the hellish dark night of the soul, and now the universe is like, lol. And so I feel like I'm being punished, and I feel like, why can't things just stay fucking good? You know? So at this point, I don't know where the future takes me. I do have up to 6 months in this space. But when you're loving studio, I guess, the place that you've called home, the place that you've made your own, the place that you've made a safe haven for your community has an expiry date. It really changes the way that it feels. And so, yeah, I'm sitting in this element of like, show me why. Show me why. And I know that my guides and the universe will not show me until I surrender completely and trust. but I'm not quite ready to do that yet. I still need to sit in being mad, sad, angry, frustrated. And so, I feel like what a lot of us can do is, particularly if you're in roles of leadership, and I jumped on my call with my girls and I just told them straight out what was happening. And I said, I'm still upset, I'm still in shock, but I'm here to serve you and we're going to serve. And we still had a slay session. But I feel like a lot of us who are leaders, or, who are working in an advisory capacity or a coaching capacity, have this element of, it's okay, it all happens for a reason. It's all going to be fine. It's going to work out. There's always solutions, putting me on another path. And they're really great thought patterns to have and to revoke to, but do not bypass the shittiness that it's making you feeling in the moment, right? Do not bypass the anger, the sadness, the fucking hurt. Like, give yourself a day. Give yourself a day to be like, fuck this. Really have a tantrum. And something that I say in coaching all the time is that our toddlers know how to process emotions. Our toddlers literally get to have a tantrum and then they move on from it. Whereas we're us humans, we hold on to things, hold on to things, hold on to things, hold on to things. And so how to be fully magnetic and fully expressed is to actually share what's going on for us and to feel it in full, so that we can then return to a base level emotion of clarity, of calm, of whatever it is. But, stifling our emotions and pretending it's all good, or bypassing, oh, I trust spirit, blah, blah, blah. Do I trust spirit right now? Maybe 30%. I will always be an authentic and real leader with you. I will never tell you, oh, it's always going to be okay, and then go cry in secret. I'd rather you cry to you guys and give you permission to do the same. Do I trust spirit right now? 30%. A 30% trust spirit. I'm still having a pity party. I'm still really pissed off. Hopefully that will move. If you have a studio in the Geelong or Lara area that you are looking to hire for a very reasonable price, hit me up. If you want to co-rent, co-create some form of epic business together, hit me up. I love this space. I've loved it. I'm not ready to give it up, but apparently it's in my path to do so. I'm just really sad that they're going to bulldoze her because she's such a beautiful building. I'm a big feeler. That's why I love so much. I'm a big feeler. I'm okay. I know that things will be okay, but right now I'm really fucking mad. I'm mad at the universe. I'm mad at everyone. I'm mad at the developer. I'm mad at myself. I'm annoyed. So that's where I'm sitting. And I guess the lesson that I want to share, I wanted to do this for two reasons. I wanted to tell you what's going on in my world, but also I wanted to share with you, I guess, the process that I go through when I hit a big speed bump, where I, get this shock news that comes out of nowhere and rips me out of my gratitude, my life force energy that I've been so tapped into, this feeling of just absolute gratitude and happiness and excitement for my future. And that feels very overshadowed with doubt at the moment. I've said a few times, that's it for me. I'm chucking my career in the bin. I'm going to go get a job at Coles. Lol, that's my tantrum that I like to have sometimes. But I'm just very frustrated because I can't see the path in front of me. Can only see darkness, but I also know that I am the light. I can see in the darkness. I can move in the darkness, but sometimes I don't want to. So I'm having a tantrum about that and the logistics of that. So when you're feeling like spirit has chucked you a fast one, has done you dirty, have a tantrum. Allow yourself to feel it. Allow yourself to shift through it. Allow yourself to grieve. Allow yourself to get really fucking mad. And then, and only then, will you come back to your natural magnetism, will you come back to your natural balance of emotion and surrender and trust. But you can't force yourself to do it. So right now I'm like 70%, fuck you, universe. 30%, maybe it'll be okay. Maybe it'll be okay. I am also hungry. And if anyone knows me, they know that I'm an absolute cow when I'm hungry, and I'm very woe is me. The world is falling down when I'm hungry. So I'm gonna get some food and go to bed and hopefully wake up feeling a little bit more excited in the morning. I hope this is helpful, my babes. I hope this is helpful in sharing realness, rawness, and how we can just lean into feeling our feelings, right? And leaning into that little spark of hope. Because when this happened, like a few hours ago, like literally 3 hours ago, I was like, I'm done. The universe is punishing me. I don't trust the universe at all. Everybody can fuck off. And now, 3 hours later, 4 hours later, I'm like, okay, I'm trusting in the universe 30%. I'm seeing how this might work out. I just need to have a tantrum first. I love you. We'll talk soon.